We bring in Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Vanderbilt opens 1 week from tomorrow night at home against Richmond. It'll be Nashville night, and this guy, of course, as we've heard in the commercials, Nashville native, Joe Fisher.
I just tear up every time I hear it, Joe.
And well, you know, what is interesting is you start thinking about how long that actually involves. And you're talking about Pete McCannon. He's a great guy. I hope he does get a chance because he was always very, very good to work with, you know, when he was here.
Well, the countdown is on, as I mentioned, a week from tomorrow night, and I know they're trying to, you know, get in some scrimmage work, get the guys used to, you know, the ones that aren't going to be, you know, the key players, get them used to running the scout team stuff and just get ready for the Spiders.
You know, we talked yesterday morning that there was a possibility that the team might do some scrimmaging last night, and they did not. And I talked to Bobby Johnson earlier in the day, and he said, you know, he said, I don't really know how word kind of got out that we were planning on scrimmaging on Thursday. He said it might be on a long-range, you know, scheduling list somewhere. He said, but really, when you get to this point of your fall camp, you really make adjustments kind of as things go when you see where guys are and you take into consideration injuries and all those other things. And he said, you know, we're just at a point now where we've had enough practice where we don't need to be just banging on each other full speed and risking other guys, you know, getting hurt. So they did go full pads yesterday, and they did do contact work, but most of it is the close-up work that the linemen do against each other. You don't have a lot of big open field contact. And so as a result, that's probably the way it's going to be, you know, from now on, because they've gotten through this for the most part in pretty good shape, and you don't want to risk, you know, losing somebody now right before you get to the start of the season.
Joe, it's kind of interesting to see what the outside perception is of this team heading into the season. I saw the preview show on Fox Sports last night. You know, they go around the SEC and talk about all the teams, and they were pretty high on Vanderbilt's chances and, you know, talked a lot about Earl Bennett and interviewed Earl. And also in reading Dennis Dodd's column in CBS Sportsline, he says he thinks they could be have a great chance of going to a bowl this year.
Well, I think expectations are certainly up there, and there are a lot of things that are taken into consideration for it. And one is, to me, Vanderbilt, you mentioned Earl Bennett, Vanderbilt now has players that are receiving preseason all-conference recognition. You know, it was hard to say in years past that a Vanderbilt team was really improving when they didn't have anybody that was making the top, you know, the lists. And now you've got, you know, three first-teamers and, you know, a couple of second-teamers that are on this list, and a guy that's probably going to be, in many eyes, a consensus All-American in Earl Bennett. When you've got all those things going for you, it's a lot easier, I think, for people to point to success and see that things are getting better. And then you factor in the 8 home games, and you factor in the fact that they do have some notable victories under their belt now in recent years against quality teams. I think it's pretty easy for people to make that jump.
Joe, there can be a very fine line between 5-7 and 7-5. And I thought an interesting story about Brian Haydenfelt. And just how he's doing between Honfelt, rather. Why didn't I say Hayden? Oh, because I got it mixed up with the punter. But anyway, Honfelt, and just how he's doing between the years.
Yep.
Suffered that knee injury at the end of 2005. Not a good season last year. How is he shaping up for this season?
He's actually had a great camp, I think. He's been very solid. The leg looks very strong. He's made, you know, pretty much all the kicks they've asked of him, even in the scrimmage situations. He's looked very good. And you know, right now, I don't think they want him to punt. I think they want him to just concentrate, you know, on the place-kicking duties and maybe even kickoff duties. But Brett Upson's been handling a lot of the punting right now, although Brian certainly can. And Brian, I think, will tell you there's a certain confidence issue that you have to go through when you have an injury like that, like a knee injury that you have to take so much time to rehab from and come back from. That it's not just when the leg begins to feel good that you can just go right back to where you were. He said you've got to go through those situations. You've got to be put in the tough situations and play through them to get your confidence back. And I think he's reached that point now. And they'll expect a lot from him. As you said, there is a fine line. And he proved it with the kick against Georgia. It can be the difference. And I think he's counting on that.
Yeah, that absolutely had to be a huge confidence boost for him. I remember talking to him after that game, and he kind of looked like, you know, the weight of the world was off him, you know, in some respects, making the kick to win the ball game.
Yeah, no doubt.
Joe,
about
we appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to let me say hi to Miles McNulty right quick, by the way. He's on his way to school, big Vanderbilt fan, and I think he's on his way to school right now and always wants to tune in at 6:55 and catch us, so I just wanted to say hello to him.
Oh, we're doing shout-outs now, huh?
Well, you know.
This is Joe's old stomping ground out here in Antioch.
We'll go by the old high school and sort of relive Joe's glory days.
Man.
You were on the tennis team or the bowling team, right?
No, not the bowling team. No, I was on the tennis team my senior year.
See, I got it right. See, yeah, it's scary how many obscure details I know about you.
It really is, to be honest, and it's quite frightening.
It is
for all of us. Hey, Joe, we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Okay, guys.